Joining us on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's start here. I ask you because you serve on the Armed Forces Committee. The shooting in Texas last week was from a man who was dishonorably discharged, an Air Force vet, and looks as if maybe the Air Force didn't do its job or due diligence in reporting that, and this guy was able to get a gun. Can you give me an update on that and any talk about what's going on in Washington with that system?
Well, the Air Force has basically admitted that they may probably drop the ball on this, and you see what happens when that does happen, a horrific thing. So, you know, I'm sure they will readdress that particular provision, and certainly we as Congress have to ensure that the laws of the land are enforced, because you're exactly right. This guy should have never had a gun. As always, after these terrible mass shootings, you know, there's talk of gun control up here in Congress, but that's not the answer. The answer is the shooter himself. Again, this guy should have never had a gun. He had several warning signs of some illness, probably from mentally, but again, he was also just a bad person. He had had some domestic charges leveled, and I think charged against him. So again, we've got to ensure that these people that report these instances actually do their job and report.
Congressman, I'll need to get you to speak up. We've got kind of a bad connection today.
Okay.
Let me ask you about Election Day a couple of days ago. Nothing in Louisiana, but all over the country, Republicans kind of had a bad day, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, whether this is a bellwether for the future, I don't think it is. I don't think this is going to move the needle, as the Democrats hope it will, toward, you know, more Democrats, certainly in the national election process. But, you know, honestly, we just don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I just got done yesterday. I sat down and I made sure I had all of my health insurance things done because it was open enrollment period, and it ends here, I think, on the 15th. Talk to me about the latest on Obamacare, health care in general. Where are we headed and what's the situation like?
Well, we're still headed for the cliff simply because we as Congress can't get a health care repeal and replace done. As you know, we had a pretty good bill on the House side. It was certainly better than Obamacare. But unfortunately, the Senate's couldn't come up with a vote. So we are still at this perilous place in the debt that is increasingly every day. In Louisiana, rates are going to go up somewhere in the neighborhood of around an average of 28%. That's on top of a 20%+ increase last year. So we've said it so many times, this is unsustainable. We have got to get this right. Now, the good news, hopefully there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here, is that in this current tax bill that we are debating, and as we are talking here, it is undergoing debate even now, there is a provision that would eliminate the individual mandate, and that would be a big, big deal to, alleviate some of the stress that are put on individuals that cannot afford Obamacare, and they get hit with a penalty for not doing so. So it's a system that is just broken, and we've got to find a way to fix it up here.
If we eliminate a bunch of people out of the pool who just say, I don't want to pay insurance, I don't need insurance, whatever, what happens to the folks that really need the insurance, the needy folks, the kids, the disabled? What happens to those people?
Well, that's what has already happened, Corey. I mean, even last sign-up period, the pro-Obamacare people were saying that, you had something like 13 million people signed up. Well, what also they didn't tell you was there was over 10 million that did not sign up, and the 10 million that didn't sign up are mostly young, healthy people that would have been necessary to make this thing work. And that's why, Obamacare will never work, because the premiums are so high, the deductibles are so high, that really, unless you get a subsidy, nobody can afford it. So, as we all know, boast, the majority of the people that are on Obamacare now are getting a taxpayer subsidy. So the taxpayer, him or herself, is not only having to pay for their premiums, which are out the roof, but they're having to pay for other people's premiums. And if you don't have that base of young, healthy people that don't go to the doctor, luckily because they don't need to go, don't go to the hospital, this system will never work.
We have about 30 seconds left. Let me ask you, you had a statement you issued on the CHIP program. What is the status of the CHIP program?
Well, the CHIP program is going to be fine. We did pass it in the House. The Senate will pass it. We certainly understand that those that are less fortunate, certainly the children that have, no ability to determine their economic status, that have no ability to determine their health status, they need to be looked out for. Again, I think as a moral and ethical society, we understand that. So, the CHIP program is going to be okay. I see that moving forward, both in the Senate and the President will sign that.
All right. Congressman, out of time for today. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
We'll do it. That's Congressman Ralph Abraham. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.